KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Itigwini Municipality says it's making strides in building more climate-resilient infrastructure. Since the April 2022 floods, the city has embarked on multi-million rand projects to fix roads, bridges and stormwater systems that were damaged. These include the reconstruction of the Codemore Bridge in Yellowwood Park, south of Durban, which was destroyed during the disaster. The project, which costs over 49 million rand, is expected to be completed this year. Itigwini says the upgrades are part of a strategy that integrates early warning systems, community preparedness and climate smart planning. Your spokesperson Gugu Sisilane.
The M19 and M4 corridors, once impassable, are being reconstructed as climate resilient lifelines. The Prospectin Road and Umlazi canals are now being fortified to protect homes, industries and livelihoods.
The Ingonyama Trust Board has begun returning money to residents who paid rent in an agreement ruled unlawful by the Pietermaritzburg High Court. The Council for the Advancement of the South African Constitution challenged the ITB's lease agreements in 2021. Rural residents were required to pay rent on land they already occupied under customary law. The judgment directed the board to stop issuing the leases and to refund residents. The ITB's Vice Chair, Linda Zama, says they have permission to occupy the Ingonyama Trust land under the Trust Act.
The previous board had unilaterally decided to cancel the permissions to occupy and convert those permissions to occupy to lease agreement, which was procedurally incorrect because people were not consulted. That is why the court then decided against Ingonyama Trust Board.
Zama says they have begun tracing the affected beneficiaries.
The easy approach, number one, is that we start with all the people who were represented by the Legal Resource Center because those lawyers know who their clients are. The second approach is going to involve Ingonyama Trust Board working hand in hand with traditional councils so that there is verification on the ground. They are located exactly where we are looking for these people.
It's World Chimpanzee Day, and the United Nations is honoring world-respected scientist Jane Goodall. It was on this day in 1960 that the British primatologist first went to Tanzania to carry out her pioneering study of the behavior of chimpanzees. She was the first researcher to give names rather than numbers to the apes and was the first to observe them using tools. Goodall, who is 91, has continued to shift the UN's focus on environmental issues as a messenger of peace. The United Nations has warned, though, that chimpanzee populations in the wild have been steadily declining due to deforestation, illegal hunting and the devastating effects of the illegal pet trade. A recap of our lead story, Itigwini Municipality says it's making strides in building more climate-resilient infrastructure. That's it from the Newswatch team. For now, I'm Natara Nadesan.